Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Marshall Tucker bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, that's with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Brian Matamore is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and chief idea guy over at Growth Engine Innovation Agency, growth-engine.com is the website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. You'll thank me later. His books are there, 21 Days to a Big Idea, Idea Stormers, that's another one, sold something under a million copies across the galaxy. Brian, thanks again for being here. We're talking about your great ideas on how to do better marketing as a small business with little or no money. And you know, what's the old saying, all roads lead to Rome?
And yes, I think
on Main
so.
Street, on Main Street, all success leads to customers. All success leads back from customers. I mean, if you just won't get very far away from your customers, I mean, isn't that the key on so many levels?
Well, yeah, and you know, the way I think about it is that customers have this unique font of knowledge that we're not tapping, and so when your Main Street folks there go to do research. The way they need to think about this is about learning and not deciding. So what does that mean? It's not, do you like this or that, or tell me why you like this. No, you don't care about that. The whole idea is to use the new product, the service, the idea, the selling strategy, whatever it is, as a way to learn about what they really think.
Don't set them up to answer your questions. Try to find out what questions they have.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you get it started, you know, but it's an open-ended thing, and you know, it's like in focus group research we do. The last thing you want to say.
So you're saying don't do market research with a wink and a nudge. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. So you know, tell me why you like this, you know, or do you like this or don't like it, you know?
Or how about irrelevant. This? How about this? Don't you just love this?
Yeah. Tell me what you love about this. And that takes some skill in a sense, because you have to be egoist about it. You can't mm-hmm. have an agenda when you go in to do this market research. You really got to be open to what they're saying.
If you aren't capable of dealing with a dent in your ego, don't start the research before you falling in love with something.
Because
whether you fall in love with it or not, a customer is going to tell you the truth.
Well, hopefully, if you're asking good questions, absolutely.
That's my point. But if you wait till you're too far down the road, then you're not going to like the answer, and you might actually go against the customer.
Yes.
To your ruin.
Yeah, you know, I actually, you triggered me there, Jim. I'm going to actually challenge your Main Street customers, their listeners, whatever you want to call them. You know, we're all going to be going to holiday parties, right? And so I would challenge them to come up with an idea to somehow grow their business, a new selling strategy, a new product, whatever it is. And when they go to these cocktail parties, start talking to people about those ideas. Just ask them about what they think and be open to what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you know, I hate cocktail parties because they're so superficial, and I want to have a real conversation. Well, this is a way to have a real conversation, and one way to get those ideas is to figure out all the people in your area that you could partner with on to do some kind of new product or service.
And that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Find somebody who's in a not a competitor, but a homogeneous industry.
The way
hotels and restaurants are, or photographers and jewelry stores are, things like that.
I mean, you mentioned HR. I just did a project with a team leader HR guy, team builder HR guy, and combine that with ideas. Well, that's a product neither an assignment neither of us would have gotten, but we worked together on it. So your Main Street listeners there, find somebody to partner with. You know, it could be a delivery service. It could be food where you're doing cleaning. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Find somebody to partner with, and you'll have more fun at the cocktail party anyway, because you'll be exploring ideas with the people you're talking to.
And let me motivate you with one last thought from Brian. Folks, every time you do what Brian says, you're not writing a check. You want to motivate a small business owner, tell them how they get smarter without writing make more sales without writing a check. Now that's our hot button, Brian.
No, we love that. And Jim, before we end, there's one thing I want to say. A lot of these guys, they're going to have to name their new product or service. I'll just say that's really hard when you try to do that. The thing that you can print up cards and hand them out. You'll find though, when you start talking about this, if you notice not only their reaction but your reaction, because as you pass it out, if you feel weird about it, you're not there yet.
Right, exactly. Well said.
You know,
Yeah. And listen to them, folks. That's the main thing. When ask your customers, and when they talk to you, listen to them. Make notes. Hey, Brian, good job today as always. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. I will. Thank you.
Growth-engine.com. Is that right?
Growth-engine.com. Yep.
All right. So check it out, folks. All his books are there. Brian Matamor, folks. We always get smarter when Brian joins us. And we did today again. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.